Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the king of king himself. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone lines, I have my crazy partner in crime.
Good Lord,
the one,
man.
The only.
It is Sean Black, once again in the building. Oh, boy.
And on the other line, I have the lovely and talented Anitra B.
Wow. Are you drunk?
The gang is all here. How about that?
We are.
No. Well, you know what? I figure, you know what? Let me be nice to you because there's a lot going on. I just want to start addressing stuff right away. I'm sure all three of us have a lot of things to say. But before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to call in later on to tell us how you feel or your thoughts or your comments. The telephone number is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. And ladies and gentlemen, I think a lot of people's pissed off already, so we can't do anything tonight. We'll continue pissing people off.
This is true.
Anitra, we will still find a way to piss someone off. Guaranteed.
Anitra and I could agree that right now, social media is blasting. And Sean Black, Anitra, I called you earlier, Sean Black, and I told you what Anitra going to say. So, Anitra, have a question to ask you already.
All right.
Why the fuck are we talking about this again? We've already discussed this.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't
can't
know
what...
Can't
we just, like, replay the old show we did and just record and just press play?
Which one? We have a whole show worth of this topic.
Yes.
It's like... And the funny part is like people don't even realize or forgot why this happened in the first place. Like they actually interviewed people. I saw a couple interviews on ESPN, one on CNN, and on I was watching ABC, Channel 7 News.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually stopped people in the street, and people didn't know, like they didn't, they don't remember or didn't know the real reason behind taking the knee to begin with. So much more propaganda and so much more has been added to it that people actually forgot the point of it in the beginning, the entire point of it.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Somebody's let something out already.
It's comical. Why do you think my entire social media is about Al Bundy right now?
You sent me a text a couple of days ago about Al Bundy and his four touchdowns.
That was my response to this crap that you guys were doing.
No, but I understand on your point of view, but there's some things I do want to address. Is like more serious, I believe. And it's like, I think what Nietzsche is like, why attention to this nonsense again, which is really is nonsense, where we get down to the point. But before we get into that, what did Donald Trump say this time, Sean Black, that kind of started this whole social media frenzy that everybody has their opinion, but everybody is right about all of a sudden?
Wait, guys. Say hello to Charlie. He's sniffing. He's saying hi.
Hello, Charlie. I guess.
Hello.
Okay.
I got grown men to say hello to a cat.
Yeah.
Okay,
trust me, there are a lot of people that would say hello to a cat if they got the chance.
Oh.
Now that I've lightened up the mood, I'll go back into from one cat to another person that likes to quote unquote grab cats.
Okay,
so
good.
That's the only time Sean could talk to a P-U-S-S-Y, huh? I see.
Oh
that.
Boy. Here we go. As we've talked about this ad nauseum, but it seems like as soon as we push you away, the president keeps pulling us back in. This happened over the weekend. For those that have been under a rock and don't know what's going on, President Trump was actually at a rally in Alabama for one of the senators that was there to just speak on what's been going on. And at some point, he decided to go off script with his speech and talk about and interjecting his opinion about the Colin Kaepernick issue. And his exact quote, the only quote that I'm pulling out of that whole speech is, wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when someone disrespects our flag, and to say, get that SOB off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired. Now, the issue involved that we've all talked about many times, we don't need to expound on how much of a racist Donald Trump is. We already know that. That's not even the issue. What seems to be the issue is that it seems to take fairly obvious comments and fairly obvious actions that Trump says to rile up someone. Now, there are points of hypocrisy involved throughout this entire deal. But before I get into the hypocrisy part, let's talk about the reaction that happened. We know this was not going to go over well because Donald Trump says one thing, and as we on this show have spoken about millions of times, Trump says one thing, the entire world either agrees with him or they hate his guts. He's polarizing. There is no in-between. So what ended up happening is Twitter lost its mind. Everybody's been all over the president's case. And because of all of the racial undertones that have been thrown in here, everybody has an opinion. Now, the NFL responded to this whole deal mostly because they were looked at as being attacked by the president with his comments about the entire taking a knee. And the argument seems to always be taking a knee. Like Anitra, what you had stated before, a lot of people don't even remember what the basis of this entire movement was about. And it was never about the flag. It wasn't even about that national anthem. It was necessarily about African Americans in the eyes of Colin Kaepernick, former quarterback for the 49ers, who's still now looking for a job. Part of the hypocrisy I'll note later on. His knee was for social injustice and police brutality towards African Americans and other minorities. Now, mind you, those two are not mutually exclusive, but they have become jumbled into this now. Now that this is all over the place, Colin Kaepernick, who has not spoken, as we've stated before, has not spoken to the media, has not spoken to the press on as far as getting some kind of press conference to explain his full point and his full view, has left it for the interpretation of everyone else. Now, here's the hypocrisy part that I'm going to get to.
Oh, yes. Hurry up now.
I'm going to get to it. Now, you and I talked about this before we went on the air about the hypocrisy and how the NFL, a lot of players, over 300 players, either took a knee or decided to not even recognize the national anthem and stayed in the locker room. Here's the hypocrisy. The owners that stood in arm with their players on the sidelines and actually said, well, we're defiantly against Donald Trump and we do this and we say this and whatever the case. I'm going to bring to you this. Out of all of the 32 owners in the league, at least $7.75 million was donated to Donald Trump and his $106 million that he raised for his inauguration. The same owners who felt the need to go out there on the field and celebrate the unity with their players and with their teams donated money to the same guy that spit in the face of the players based on their constitutional right to protest. So there's a huge discrepancy of hypocrisy here. And this is where the message gets lost for a lot of people. I applaud the unity. I applaud what the league players did and the things that have happened. But I'm going to ask you this, Hot Rod. Do you believe that this is going to be a trend, or do you believe that this is something that's going to happen just because Trump opened his mouth this weekend and is using this as a diversionary tactic against all of the other stuff that he's got on his plate, and they'll move on in a couple of weeks?
Okay. Well, I saw, as a joke on my social media, I took a knee. Of course, my son followed me. Of course, some people criticized me, cursed me out. Some people applaud me for what I did. Oh, you guys know me. I do these things for jokes all the time. overall, I love pissing people off. I need to know that very well.
Yes.
In public.
This is true.
But honestly, like I told Sean Stevens earlier, when I saw Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, like a couple hours ago, took a knee with his players. When I saw the rest of the players, even our Giants, took a knee yesterday or hold hands in solidarity and unity, I was pissed off. And I call all that, why? Oh, everybody like, oh, yeah, it's the NFL standing up. So you're telling me, correct me if I'm wrong, think about this for 1 minute. It took Donald Trump to call NFL players SOBs. Well, oh, my gosh. No, he did not call us SOBs. Let's get together. Compared to a whole year, everybody was afraid to take a knee for the most part. Some players did. Some players were afraid to say anything for Colin Kaepernick, for injustice, for racism and all the craziness that's going on. But Donald Trump says something about NFL, all of a sudden everybody wants to unify and get together and do this trending thing for social media. That's all hip. That's all BS.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is the wrong way to see things, and this is why I don't care for it. And it's like, you know what, if football lose money, so be it. It's not going to lose that much money. Let's go lose millions of dollars. But once again, Donald Trump, he talked crap about Joel McCain, calling him a loser. He talked crap about women grabbing them by the vagina. No one did not say anything. He gave Nazis, oh, there are some good Nazis out there. I'm like, what? There are good Nazis out there?
Yeah.
And NFL have not said anything. No, not a lot of people have said anything. But the minute he called the players or they should be fired, SOBs, everybody threw a bad thought. And like Anisha and I said, social media is blowing up. Everybody has opinions. I'm like, come on, guys. Give me a break. This is all a distraction from other problems that we're going on right now. And I think this is why Anisha Chan said, why are we talking about this thing again? This is 14 months ago. Apparently, America is bored. We cannot handle the problems in Puerto Rico. We cannot handle problems in Houston or Florida. And I think people forgot that we have problems with health care still. And like Sean will tell me, we're on the verge of war because we have two crazy leaders who don't like each other, quote unquote, ready to shoot missiles at one another. Well, we all talk about disrespecting a piece of item, the flag, which has, like Mitch said, has nothing to do about what happened a year ago.
Exactly. Nope. And see, here's
the only reason why it's a big hoopla now that the actually, it kind of impressed me that coach took a knee, not for nothing, just because I've heard some of his views in the past and, you know, the crap that's dwindled out of his mouth. So it kind of shocked me when I saw that. But, dude, Trump hit their ego. The male ego is a very fragile item.
Yeah, you
I've
know
learned
what?
This over the years.
Brother B, I'll see you in a minute, but I have to agree with Anisha. Something about the male ego, we are at war for no apparent reason. We have a big racism problem. And Brother B brought up a good question earlier. Is there selective racism in this country? I believe so. But before I go to Brother B, Sean, what do you have to say?
What I wanted to say to bring up more so about what the further hypocrisy of this league, the same league that did not want to bring Colin Kaepernick in are now offended because he was being called out by Donald Trump. The same
guy that started
this whole thing in the first place started because the league with the owners basically colluded to make sure Colin Kaepernick, because of his views, couldn't get a job. And now because Donald Trump, the head racist in charge, opened his mouth in Alabama over the weekend, now
redneck,
they feel compelled.
Redneckville. Well, the redneck.
All they had to do is get that incited comment or comments to get them in an area where they felt the need to have to look pretty for the cameras and defend their own visuals, because it's all about optics in sports in general.
Sean, I've said this once, I'll say it again. The male ego is a very interesting thing.
Okay.
The littlest thing can set it off to the point where now you forget why you're mad. And you're
okay,
doing the same exact fucking thing as the person before you did.
Well, so neat. So
but
neat,
for different reasons.
All right, so talk about Mel Eagle. 32 owners now offering Colin Kaepernick a job. A, do you think he should take it? And number two, if he does take it, do you give him respect, more respect, or less respect? They took the job under the situations right now.
I would give him respect because that means that he's putting his own ridiculousness aside, you know, his own ego aside, and he's putting money on the table, unless he chooses to go another way in life. But if football is what this man still wants to do, then sometimes you got to suck it up and do it.
All right, Brother B, thank you for waiting.
Yo, yo, what up, everybody?
Hello.
Hey. How you guys doing?
I'm here.
I get to talk about the male ego.
Yeah, well, it is a very frail thing because apparently I posted a video the other day about a cop, and I made no reference to the guy's job, but it was a cop who shot somebody like 6 times, and I just felt it was excessive. And, of course, another cop, actually my firearms trainer, had chimed in. He was either your pro-criminal or your anti-cop. So I was like, wow, like, that's it? Like, just because I just said the guy's motive, you know, what he did was excessive. But, yeah, it's an ego thing. And this is what happens when you make marijuana illegal. Everybody's so uptight. Everybody should just roll up something. How I said it? Roll up a fat one and pass it around and just chill.
Nice.
Have you a drink and just chill. Like, there's no reason for all of it. First of all, I still have to stand by my original statement. I don't think Donald Trump is a racist. I think he just says racist shit to piss people off. I think he just does it to get people on his side because he's a con man. He's a charlatan. He's a bamboozler. This is what he does. He considers himself a businessman. So he's going to run things the way he sees fit. He doesn't know what he's doing, so he's making it up as he goes along. That's number one. Number two, he has a very blatant disrespect for veterans, and I'm sure no one in his family ever served. Matter of fact, I believe, didn't he, like, dodge the draft
he's
or something
draft
like that years ago? So with that being said, how I don't even see how the military or anyone who call themselves a patriot could even stand for what he's talking about when he's disrespected veterans, living and dead.
Okay, excuse
which
me.
Makes no sense.
I have another caller right now, 314-381. You're on the air. What's your name?
How you guys doing tonight?
All right.
All right, sir. How are you?
Okay. I keep hearing people say Donald Trump's a racist, but nobody can show me where and how.
I'm sorry.
Nobody
what's your
can
name
show
again?
Me. My name's Bianchi. Bianchi. No one can show how he has violated a United States citizen's civil right by doing something that would be called racism. I'm talking about saying I don't like you, or I don't want you marrying my daughter, or stuff like that. That ain't racism. And they can't do it. Now, on this thing
But he does spew racist stuff. He does say things. So he's an agitator, and
like
you can't say that he's not. You can't say that he's not an agitator.
No, he has a different style of communicating.
So you're supportive of Donald Trump.
I supported him and voted for
women.
Him. Absolutely.
So the person who disrespects women and disrespects veterans.
The Trump administration has done more for veterans than the previous administration have. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, you got to show me.
Absolutely.
I'll give you my email.
I'm not a veteran, but from what I've heard, as a matter of fact, I was listening to a lady talk about it today who's more astute on it than I am. She worked for a veteran administration. She is, you know, was giving the kudos on what the changes are becoming. But, you know, this thing in the NFL, NFL made one mistake, is that it didn't put any rules in place that govern how this type of speech. You know, the Constitution does not guarantee does not protect free speech in a workplace, nor does it protect free, well, a workplace institution like colleges, organization. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution only applied to Congress. It did not apply to private concerns.
But excuse me, correct me if I'm wrong, but you cannot get fired for exercising your constitutional rights, right? Especially the First
Pardon
Amendment.
Pardon me?
You cannot get
Pardon
fired.
Me?
You cannot get fired from your job for exercising your rights, your constitutional
rights.
Well,
you can get fired from your job from violating rules regarding certain speech. For instance, wearing certain T-shirts or shirts that have information on it, buttons. We have seen colleges where students in those colleges have tried to put things in the college newspaper and the administration wouldn't allow it. So free speech can be restricted in private places. The only place that the Constitution protects it is the fact that the Congress cannot the First Amendment applies to Congress. Now, if you work in a government institution like a post office or something like that, your freedom of speech is, you know, pretty much boundless. You can say anything you want. But if you work in a factory, if you're working for the NFL, well, it's different.
So what are you saying about the NFL with the kneeling that happened yesterday? Are you for it? Do you think it's a great thing that's going on? Since they're doing it towards your president, a.k.a. we call a lot of people call him now.
They're not doing
25.
It toward our president. Our president don't have any dictum over any jurisdiction over the NFL.
Okay. So if he doesn't have jurisdiction over the NFL, why is he making comments? All right, first of all, be a professional. And it's obvious that he's not. You voted.
Well, he is
unprofessional.
A professional.
Whoa,
go ahead. Say what you want to say.
All right.
And when you get done, I would say he is. When you get done talking, I would say he is.
At what point does anyone consider him a professional, especially when you get on TV and call people sons of bitches?
He didn't call anybody a son of a bitch.
What level of professionalism is that? There's nothing professional about that.
Okay, before you go on.
Hold on. What's professional about going in front of the UN and telling a group of leaders from other countries, oh, we'll blow these people off the map? What level of professionalism is that? Out of all the 44 presidents, who stood up and ever said something like that in front of the UN or before, actually when the UN was started? Who did
Harry
that?
Truman. They called him, give him hell, Harry. Let me tell you what Trump said. Trump said in front of that humongous crowd of supporters there in Huntsville, Alabama. He said,
like
wouldn't
you
love...
What was the key word? Supporters.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he has over 60-some-odd million supporters in this country, and probably more.
Okay.
They're United States citizens.
All right. Okay.
Now, let me tell you what he said. He said, wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners when somebody disrespects our flag? Quote, to say. Now, he's saying that the NFL owners should say this, would say this. Get that SOB off the field right now, out. He's fired. He didn't say it. He said he gave reference to an owner saying that.
Well, sir, could I ask you a question? Has Trump went to Puerto Rico yet?
Yes, you can.
Has Trump went to Puerto Rico yet? Has Trump been to Puerto Rico, Texas, Florida? Has he been anywhere? Has he been doing anything really like presidential, like showing how much of a leader he's supposed to be? Has he
yeah,
been
he
anywhere?
Was down. He was down. He was down during
you know,
the
Puerto Rico is
in
a
hurricane.
It is
Puerto
Rico.
Yeah, he's down. He was down in the south.
Hold
yes.
On. All right, everybody, hold on 1 minute. All right, hold on 1 minute. Kato, before I get to you, has not been to Puerto Rico, and he has not done much for this country so far. And Trump, I'd like to know, is Trump paying you for defending him? Because
okay, I gotta mute
it seemed like I respect you, and I love that you told Kato, calm down. I'm starting. I respect what you're saying to me, Pete.
Are you from Puerto Rico?
No, but I'm trying to stand. I'm trying to accept the knowledge. Like, how can you defend Trump? He really used the words. He used the term SOB.
Because he's a United States president.
Yes. But President Obama never used the term SOB.
And Puerto Rico is in the United States.
Puerto Rico is a possession of the United States. They are not a state.
But they are U.S. citizens.
Pardon me?
They are, Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens.
Well, they are U.S. citizens because they was born on U.S. territory.
They're U.S. citizens, so they deserve the same respect as anybody else. So
they can't vote.
Doesn't matter. He should have.
Okay. But no, I think that there should be some humanitarian aid that goes to Puerto Rico.
Exactly.
Humanitarian aid should go to the Bahamas as much as we, countries possibly can.
All right. I gotta give K Dog a few minutes. I will go to K Dog. Then I have to go back to Sean. Go ahead, K Dog. Be nice,
brother. I'm always nice. I'm just not nice to clowns who say stupid things. Anyway,
who are you calling a clown?
Come on, all right. Wait. Can't we? Because all just get along.
Do you act that way when a policeman pulls you over?
What does that policeman have to do with it?
Excuse me. Where you bringing up a policeman?
Do you act that way when a policeman pulls you over?
Am I talking to you?
K-Dog, if I'm talking to you,
if I refer to you, then I would refer to you.
You don't even know my name.
Please, Toby. Anyway, like I was saying, I'm going to continue to talk. I'm going to continue to talk. First up, I just want to say this. When it comes to this so-called president, there's nothing professional about him. He has shown that he has divided the country. He has shown that he has no leadership skills, because what leader of the free world gets up and say the things that he says, such as antagonizing people, such as saying things that offend people, such as insulting leaders of other nations? That is not presidential. And as for the football players who protest, they have a right to do that. And like Sean said earlier, the hypocrisy of these team owners who did contribute to Donald Trump's campaign, I don't know what the hell they were thinking by kneeling. What is that? You're playing a double standard. And on top of that, when you are a leader, you speak to the people with respect. You don't ever disrespect anybody. That doesn't give you the right to talk to anybody in any type of way. That doesn't give you the right to hang up in a leader's face. That right there shows very, very, very poor leadership. And, with the state of this country right now, we're on the brink of war, because since he loves to run his mouth and say such offensive things, such as calling another person Rocket Man. I'm like, what the hell was he thinking by speaking in front of the UN in that way? There was nothing diplomatic about it. That's all I got to say. Hot Rod, take it away, bro.
Okay.
Well, let
Sean?
Me ask you a question. Hang on before he leaves. You say we're on the brink of war, right?
Of course we are. Don't you know that South Korea?
Well, let me say something. I listen to you. You want to get back into the narratives again. The war from the 1950s never was signed by a peace treaty. So technically, we're still at war with North Korea. In case you didn't know that.
I've known that.
Okay.
And another point. I'm not worried about North Korea. North Korea leader can say the things that they do, that he does. Trump is a tough-skinned person, and he just don't take it. But that's not, that's here today. I'm not worried about North Korea.
He's a low-down, dirty bum.
But he's the president of the United States. He's commander-in-chief of the U.S. Army. Military, should I say.
I have to give Sean his time now. Sean?
Well, I think as we've looked at this whole entire thing, as we just heard, this is going to be a very divisive topic, regardless of who it is. looking at Trump, and the fact remains, as has been stated also before, I think there were other things on the table that a lot of people were looking at Donald Trump to say that he could have taken into the speech and put more emphasis on than trying to find a way to get back into this NFL thing. Remember, last week we talked about what happened with Jermell Hill at ESPN and his comments on that sense. This week is now the NFL players. And a lot of also the thing that we didn't talk about also is Steph Curry, who is part of the Golden State Warriors, he decided to uninvite himself from the White House. So he then said, well, you're uninvited, you're not coming. And that created another backlash based on all of the rhetoric that has come from not just the White House, but also Trump's quotes. And to say that, and I know Brother B said that he said he doesn't think Trump is racist. He just says things to get to rile up his base.
No.
But I really believe, and I think a lot of people believe this, that for him over the last 40 or so, 50 years, or however long he's been in the public eye, to have said and done the things that have happened over this last amount of time that has been documented, a lot of it is racially driven. And the one thing that pops into my head, especially, which a lot of people don't talk about much, and I brought this up last week, was the Central Park 5 case, which happened in the 80s. Back in the 80s, there were 5 African-Americans who were charged with raping a white woman who was jogging at night in Central Park. All 5 went to jail for a crime they did not commit. And Donald Trump pulled out a whole page, I believe it was in the Daily News or the New York Post.
No, it was on the Daily News he pulled it up.
Exactly. He condemned them and said that these animals deserve to die, they deserve the death penalty, et cetera, et cetera. Years later, after DNA evidence proved that they didn't do the crime and they were released, Trump said they should have died anyway. I don't care. They're still guilty.
Before I go to Brother B.
Well, before you go, let me go ahead.
No,
because I hear a lot of inaccuracies there.
No,
pardon me?
This question is actually to you. As to Sean's statement, Sean Black.
Well, let me address this last caller, speaker, then let me get to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay with you?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, you said he took out the ad after they was found guilty. Another point. One of those 5 did admit to being with a group of other young men mugging people in the park. Read the story.
I read.
So he was guilty.
He was not guilty.
Well, then you should know
the.
I tell you something. Guys like to get in these arguments. As I say before, if you the way you are responding to me is probably how some people respond to the police.
Whoa, sir.
You was getting ready to ask me a question.
Okay, so how do you think your president, or number 45, as most people would say, is dividing this country up, or trying to bring this country together?
I don't think he divided the country up no more than Barack Obama did. He was one of the most divisive presidents I've ever seen.
Oh, that's Brother B turn. It's Brother B. Go ahead. I know
Brother
you,
B,
you have an answer for that. I know.
Yo,
Brother B has an
Brother, sir. I don't know if you remember me, but you called into my show that I do on Sunday, the menu. Listen, sir, with all due respect, I don't know what government agency you're from. I don't know who has asked you to call into my show or The Absolute Truth. Maybe you're a part of
the show. I call in the shows
show.
Based
whoa,
on the topic that they display.
Hey, let him tour.
I don't know. Right. I don't know what watchdog group you're from trying to find out what information we share amongst, you know, our listeners and ourselves. And we put out there, I really don't know what your angle is, nor do I really care. This is my thing. The things that you're saying about Barack Obama or about Trump have really no bearing on what's really going on. You want to throw law enforcement in it. sir, I don't know if you have children or not, but human nature kind of dictates people don't do shit unless it happens to them. So I'm sure you don't give a fuck about Tamir Rice. I'm sure you don't give a damn about Trayvon Martin or the countless other black people. Sir, let me finish. Who have died at the hands of people who took the job and took the oath as police officers and did the badge dirty. That's number one. Number two, your support of a rate of Donald Trump as a, I guess you're a black man, I find very interesting because, once again, I don't believe he's a racist, but I do believe that he likes to divide people for whatever purpose that the Republicans or whoever have. My thing is this, a house divided is a house conquered. And he's doing a damn good job. We as a country look stupid because we're arguing about a guy taking a knee for what? Racial and social injustice. Owners all of a sudden want to take a knee because they feel slapped in the face, as Anitra B said, oh, the male ego just got cracked. Like I said, I just find I don't know where you're really coming from with a lot of things that you're saying, because sometimes you say things that have nothing to really do with the topic. Like, yeah, the Central Park Five. Okay, they were found not guilty. Trump made a statement later on saying they should have died anyway. But you don't care about that because you just don't care in general. Unless it obviously fits your agenda or whatever you believe, you don't care. And I've identified that from the last time you called to currently now. If it doesn't go along with your facts, you don't care.
Exactly.
And that's not what the absolute truth or the menu is about. But you're free to express your
view. Well, in my response to that, one of the Central Park Five did admit to taking part in mugging a jogger. The history
is there.
It
doesn't have anything to do with the case, sir. It doesn't have anything to do with the job
nothing
that was raped. Has
excuse
nothing
me.
To do. Someone already.
Me,
well, that's what he went to jail for.
Brother B, can I add one more thing? It doesn't matter about whether he robbed somebody or not. It was the fact that five young men went to jail for something that they didn't do, that the police coerced them into admitting it without their parents, without their lawyers. And your man, the guy who you support, I'm not even going to call him president because there's nothing presidential about him. Donald Trump took out an op-ed in the Daily News and called for them to receive the death penalty. And like Brother B said, there have been countless, you made references to police officers, but yet I'm not going to say I'm anti-police. I have respect for people who for law enforcement, but what I don't respect is when people who are in law enforcement use their badge and their guns to abuse their power, where we've seen countless young black men and women, innocent, who are being killed by police officers, and which the police officers are never, which all of these assassinations, these murders, have never received any justice whatsoever. That's
okay.
What we're referring to.
Excuse me, I have this guy been waiting for a long time. Phil the Fetchman Fisher, what do you have to say about anything? Because you're white.
Rodney, you know, there is another white person on this show, you don't. Okay.
Phil, my friend, how are you?
I'm angry about a lot of things. The show has gone, everything has seemed to have gone off topic. Is with the NFL and their players. Well, here's the thing. I know you guys don't like President Trump. You've made that very clear. But the only thing I will say is, just as everybody has said that Kaepernick has the right to do this and all that, Donald Trump has the right to say what he wants to say under the rights of the First Amendment. It's quid pro quo. Okay? Now that we've established that,
Phil. But what Brother B is saying is, yes, there's a certain time and place to be professional. You are a leader of the free world. So what you say, what I say, we have our right to say what's on our mind. But you have to be a leader. You have to set an example to millions of people. We right now, America is an embarrassment. We are a joke. Look at us. We all fighting about nonsense.
We are.
You acted like this is the first time we've been a joke. Are you not looking back at previous presidents that made us look like jackasses to the free world in the past?
You act like this is the first time. No, but not like
it's
this.
It's not the worst time.
Oh,
but
honey,
this time,
you guys won't like get this. Even worse. Have you any of you have passports? Have you ever traveled? And do you have?
I travel all the time, and they love Americans.
Okay. Well, there was
You must be going to the wrong places. They laugh at us.
I spend a lot of time on the African continent. They always want some.
But there are places in the past where. I mean, this is not the first time that a president has embarrassed the country. You're acting like this is. He's not the first to do this.
Not the first.
Donald Trump has the right to say what he says because he works for a government agency.
But people that work in other venues,
their speech can be restricted, like we have pointed out before with colleges and businesses. Has regard to what you wear, the type of hairstyle you have, hair on your face, tattoos on your body.
So what you're trying to say is if the Pope got up on the pulpit and said, fuck you, everybody else can scream fuck you.
The Pope is not a United States citizen.
That's not, no. He's a leader, though.
Is there supposed to be cursing on this show?
The requirements of the President of the United States is spelled out in the U.S. Constitution.
Okay, back to you, Phil. Go ahead, Phil. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Now, as far as the NFL players go, all this protesting, okay, Donald Trump, okay, calling him an SOB was a little bit too much. But here's the thing. I know if I'm the owner of one of these teams, and this is me, I'm your boss. I'm paying you to do your job. Part of that job is when you march out onto that field, you are on the clock. And by hook or crook, you are going to stand for the national, whether you like it or not, you are going to stand for the national anthem with your hands over your heart.
Okay,
that's me. Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a job where I have to work 40 hours a week, sometimes a little overtime, to make money. If I do any of this shit at my job, talk about politics or protest like the way these guys done, I'd be fired in a heartbeat. These guys are acting like a bunch of millionaire crybabies who don't have a care in the world to worry about anything. They don't have medical bills to pay. They don't have an electric bill to pay. Their life is set.
Some of these guys are signed for contracts
and they can't even do their job right.
Okay,
Olivier Vernon, I'm calling him out.
Hold on 1 second. I just want to make one statement. Phil, I understand what you're saying completely, 100%. But people fail to realize back in 2011, the only reason why we talk about the subject. It was the NFL that charged the Marines, the Army, the A and the Navy for the NFL players to be out there to sing the national anthem and all that stuff. Back then, remember, the players were back in the locker room doing the national anthem being sung.
That's because the military had a contract with the NFL to carry on those performances in a recruitment scheme.
That's why I don't care for it no more.
And one other thing, it all comes down to the fall apart of money
at the base of a lot of this.
Yeah.
Those players fall under the 1890 Sherman Antitrust Act. In other words, they have individual bargaining and litigation. They are not coming under collective bargaining. So like the gentleman said, Phil, they sign individual contracts. And being under the antitrust shield, I'm sorry, under the Sherman antitrust laws, and also the Federal Trade Commission and the Clayton Act, they cannot go back after the owners if the owners set rules on how they're supposed to perform their First Amendment rights. It's really not rights. Their freedom of speech is curtailed. It's restricted. Now, if they want to be collective bargaining, go ahead and do that. That means that all the linebackers get paid the same. All the kickers is paid the same. Quarterbacks are paid the same. They're not going to do that.
Okay.
Okay. I read somewhere. And I'm sorry, Phil. I apologize for cursing. I hope I didn't offend you. Now, I just want to see where everybody stands here. So we're talking about a dude kneeling. We're talking about a man who took a knee during the national anthem or whatever, because he was protesting racial and social injustice. Okay. I did some reading the other day. 92 NFL players were involved in domestic incidents.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anybody saying shit about that.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
So you're trying to tell me that the national anthem is more important than our women? It's more important than – so it's okay. So it's okay. It's okay to take a knee. It's okay to beat your woman and maybe get a slap on the wrist, a little fine or whatever. It's okay to be – it's okay to do that. But to take a knee for social and racial injustice, oh, little Negro, you better stay in your place.
Hold on, before anyone answers, I was going to add this to Brother B's statement. Like I told Sean Black last week, it's funny that Colin Kaepernick, we talked about this for 14 months now, he took a knee for social injustice and, profiling. And the same thing he fought for is the same thing that's happened to him right now, because he cannot get a job right now. And it's funny how the tables have turned on him. But the stuff that he's fighting for, it's happened right back to him. And people still don't see it that way. They see it as being disrespectful to a flag. I'm like, come on, let's be honest over here.
If Kaepernick does get a job, it will almost look like he was shamed into getting the job because of all of the negative publicity that the NFL is trying to steer away from how he was originally treated.
They're probably signing for $3 million
a year. Well, I'll just say this. It's a shame that this is happening, that he's getting punished for taking a stand against injustice. But, however, like you guys said, and I'm glad you guys brought it up, that it's all right for players to abuse and beat their women senseless, get a slap on the wrist, but yet they're still getting contracts.
Well, excuse me.
Well, really, Colin Kaepernick, what he's doing, he's facing the consequences, just like Rosa Parks did, just like the Olympic sprinters in 1968, just like Paul Robeson did, just like Muhammad Ali done. Well, but here's a whole lot different. Just like Curt Flood did also, center fielder for the St. Louis Cardinals. When you do these things, be prepared to face the consequences.
So in essence, you pretty much think, which a lot of people are thinking, that Colin Kaepernick has basically become a martyr for his cause.
No, plus you got other voices out there say he's not that good. Joe Montana, some other people in this profession, they say he's not that good.
Excuse me, guys.
Hold on. I'm the host.
I got to go to the first lady. I got to go to Anisha B first, then I go to Phil. What does Anisha B feel about Brother B saying about 92? Because, domestic violence is a serious issue between all of us. And we talk about this all the time. It's like, what's your stand on this? Then I go to Phil.
To me, honestly, one has nothing to do with the other. He had to have known this was going to happen. Politics, I've said this before, politics, sports, one has nothing to do with the other. Like Phil said, they're at the end of the day, these guys are there to do a job. They signed a contract. If you don't want to do it, don't sign the piece of paper. But you like the 8 zeros in your bank account. But when you do something like this, you have to expect the consequences. This is common sense. This is not the first person who's done something like this. There's a history of this.
Phil?
Like, I wasn't surprised about the backfall of this. Was it right? Absolutely not. But this is the world we live in. This is what happens.
Well,
you can't mix the two. It doesn't mix. It's been proven over and over and over again.
True. Before I go to Phil, I think we're not talking about whether Kaepernick was right or wrong. It's just the biggest fallout.
Right.
Like, once again, you know, I don't care what Anitra think or Phil think or Sean think about what is right or wrong. It's like, look at it. A whole year later, the world, the country is still going crazy about this. And I'm just impressed.
Work.
I'm just impressed by the impact by this statement made that America is still talking about this. Well,
the reason why is because people have forgotten the actual reason for the entire thing now. Now, as
true.
I stated earlier, Kaepernick has not gone out and spoken too much about his own interpretation of what he's done ad nauseum. So the issue
right.
is now everyone else is doing it for him, and it has just gone and ballooned from what he initially did to everyone else's interpretation ballooning outward. And the,
okay.
the actual definition has been lost.
Well, that's really not true. He was interviewed. That's really not true. He was interviewed, and he gave very explicit details of what he'd done. He said it had nothing to do with race, by the way.
No. All right, but Phil, go ahead.
Okay, as far as, you know, some people saying Kaepernick was not that good, I can tell you from personal experience, I had him on a fantasy team not too long ago, and he had some of his great games, but otherwise he really didn't get me the points that I was looking for. That's number one.
Oh,
number
wow,
two.
I'm sorry to hear that. Wow,
okay.
We'd be doing that day.
All right. Number two, what Brother B just mentioned, you are right about violence. There is no place for what these athletes do to either another male counterpart or women. There's no place for it in this society. But like I said, I'm just angry because a lot of these guys have these big contracts, and yet they don't have a thing in the world to worry about as far as bills and all this stuff where I have to work my butt off, you know, to get things paid for. And it's not just in the NFL. It's in other sports. We're the schmucks that support them because we love this stuff.
Well, Bill, that's really not true because a large percentage of NFL players after a certain number of years go bankrupt.
That's on them.
Can I say something else, fellas? It's kind of a little bit off of the topic. Nobody's talking about the people in the church in Tennessee that was murdered by a immigrant from the Sudan, one of the countries that Trump had on the no-fly list. This was a white church, and this was a black shooter in Tennessee. Now, when Daylon Roof done what he done, it was all plastered all over the news.
There's one more thing that hasn't been talked about as much, and I'm only going to touch on it briefly. Is the New Hampshire 8-year-old kid who was nearly lynched by other kids in his class because he's biracial. We haven't heard a lot about that one, and that was something that that Hot Rod and I were going to bring up as a subject, but this subject has been so divisive and talked about so much, we figured this is going to be one of those that's going to probably take up a good deal of time. But there are a ton of things that have happened in the country over the last 2 weeks, weekends that have
especially
happened,
in
that
the
have
St.
not
Louis
gotten
area.
Anywhere near the amount of attention that it needs to. And the reason is because a lot of things that Donald Trump has stated or has said have basically ballooned over everything else. And that's what has happened. Over
the man
the
is just
of,
that
but,
great.
Hold on. I gotta give his guy his time to balloon over everything else. There's Milton next time, guys.
Hello.
What a time to be alive.
Yes. There's so much joy in my heart. Because on this past weekend, I saw the beginnings of America getting what it deserves. And also, there was a little mini slave rebellion coming on in the NFL, which I enjoyed. Now, of course, you saw your coons, like Ray Lewis out there being a fraud that he is. But that's neither here nor there. My opinion on the whole protest is being a little bit bastardized because, it's not about protesting Trump or protesting the flag. It's about protesting institutional racism. And no matter how much money these athletes get, is still black. And if you're black in America, you have a target on your back. You could have $1 million. You could have $10 million. You could have $100. It doesn't matter. Because in the system of white supremacy, you, all this, you know, one comfortable rich black individuals doesn't mean anything. So that's what I say about that part. But, you know, I enjoy the fact of all these phony NFL owners locking arms with their players, even though they gave Trump money. You understand?
And I brought that up earlier, too.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
But,
guess what? Kaepernick still isn't signed.
But, yo, but.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's all about little crocodile tears.
What I find interesting, X and anybody else, I remember in the beginning, law enforcement were the biggest people that had the issue with him. And everybody had an issue with him having an issue with law enforcement, you know, and the racial injustice that went behind it. This had really nothing to do with the anthem and the flag. It was all about him making a statement about what's going on, and law enforcement originally the ones who were like, hey, if this team is playing and you support him, then we're not going to show up here or we're not going to show up here. Now, listen, I find it interesting how they can pick and choose, just like the president wants to pick and choose what he wants to talk about and what he doesn't want to talk about. Listen, you want to talk about jobs? What's your job? Economic policy, running the country, foreign affairs, not football. Not what goes on the golf field or any place else. So do your goddamn job. Because everybody want to talk about these NFL players, they're entertainers. That's all they are. And people get mad when they're not entertaining how they should.
Well, that's how white supremacy works. They want the black players to jump and down, jump up and down and dance and entertain them. But when they start thinking for themselves, they're a problem.
All right, so
you understand? So that's how that goes.
Okay, I got a minute left for the first caller, 314. Do you think we have white supremacy problem in this country?
Do we have what?
White supremacy problem in this country?
Yeah, when you look at I don't say it's a problem. When you look at communication,
wow.
Transportation, agriculture, finance, the faces behind those are white.
Okay.
And if you don't like that, you should compete against it.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks so much for a great show tonight. We can't wait to talk about Trump and more football and more Kaepernick,
guys.
thank you guys again. Tune in next time.
We'll tune in.
What a time to be alive. America
thank
falling apart by the seams.
It's
thank you,
crazy,
Mr. Good.
Man.
All right. Thank you, Brother B. All right. Sean, anything you want to say before we say goodbye?
Oh, wow. What a loaded show we had today. It sounded like we're about to have anarchy on the air. But as we've looked at everything that we've talked about and we've beaten on this drum over and over and over, the bottom line to this entire argument is that African Americans are 6% of the population, but they're 70% of the NFL, they're 74% of the NBA. And when you look at the other leagues, you don't hear as much about these kinds of things because the minorities are not the majority. This is the reason why Trump has picked on the NFL, and it backfired. And I think what you're hearing are more personal things from the players. And the hypocrisy of the owners, they're stepping up so they don't look like idiots. But in the long run, the conversation has continued to fester and fester, and we're actually seeing progress being made on some level.
Okay. As always, Sean, talk so damn much. That's all the time we have tonight, folks. Thank you for tuning in to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am the High Rod with the one and only
Sean Black and
Anitra B.
Okay,
gentlemen,
so maybe
have a good night. Behave.
You have yourself a good night also.
No, next week I want to go out for drinks. That's what I want to say on the air. Go out for drinks.
Really?
Yes. Good night, everyone, and take care.
Good night, guys.
Good night.